the late 1960s, there was a war being waged. No, it wasn't a Southeast Asian country. It was the music industry, right here in the good old U.S. of A. The battle was between the mind-expanding psychedelic music and the oh-so-cute bubblegum genre. This war is being waged today on Huntley Community Radio between Jim and Nancy Eggers with their show, Psychedelic Bubblegum.
Hello, all you ex-hippies out there. Welcome to the 1960s.
Peace and love, baby.
Okay, Buttercup, put on your mood rings and make sure you have new batteries in your transistor radio, because my first song is by The Foundations. It was released in 1968 with Colin Young singing lead vocals. It hit number one on the Cashbox Top 100 and number three on the U.S. Billboard Hot 100 in early 1969. It was quickly certified gold by the RIAA for sales of over a million U.S. copies. Here's Build Me Up, Buttercup.
But you're late, I wait around and then I run to the door. I can't take anymore. It's about you, you let me down again. Baby, baby, try to find a little time and I'll make you happy. I'll be home, I'll be beside the phone waiting for you. But I could be the boy you adore, if you just let me know. Although you are true, I'm attracted to you all the more. Why do I need you so? Baby, baby, try to find a little time and I'll make you happy. I'll be home, I'll be beside the phone waiting for you.
Hey, Buttercup, can I see your mood ring on your finger so I know how the show is going to go today? Wait a minute, your mood ring's not on that finger. Oh, never mind.
In 1965, the Great Archway in St. Louis is completed. It commemorates the Louisiana Purchase in 1808. At 630 feet, it is the world's tallest arch.
Now, all you millennials out there, don't confuse that with the Golden Arches. It is not the world's biggest McDonald's, okay?
Nah.
It's something different. But while you're looking up in the sky at the arch, you may just see the subject of my next song. It was written by Lennon and McCartney and appears on the Beatles' 1967 album, Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. Lennon's son Julian inspired the song with a nursery school drawing he made. Sure. Shortly after the song's release, speculation arose that the first letter of each of the title nouns intentionally spelled LSD. No. Lennon consistently denied this. Of course he did. Insisting the song's fantastical imagery was inspired by Lewis Carroll's Alice in Wonderland books. Mm-hmm. This is a claim that was repeatedly confirmed by Paul McCartney. Of course.
Are you arguing with yourself?
Yes, I am, and okay. I'm losing. That's the sad part. Make your own judgment as you listen to Lucy in the Skies.
Picture yourself in a boat on a river with tangerine trees and marmalade skies. Somebody calls you, you answer quite slowly. A girl with kaleidoscope eyes. Cellophane flowers of yellow and green, towering over your head. Look for the girl with the sun in her eyes, and she's gone. Rocking horse people eat marshmallow pies. Everyone smiles as you drift past the flowers that grow so incredibly high. Newspaper taxis appear on the shore, waiting to take you. Train in a station with plasticine pauses with looking glass ties. Suddenly someone is there at the turnstile. The girl with
remember, Nancy in Huntley likes diamonds. Just saying.
Okay. 1965 was really, really a great year.
Why?
Because one of the greatest inventions known to man came out to be the rage that year. The mini skirt. Oh, you know, it was worn by 35 million baby boomer women. And I was a teenager.
It was your dream come true, wasn't it, my love?
It was a dream come true. It really was. I was the greatest invention.
You're a pig.
Thank you. I love 1965.
This portion of the show is being brought to you by...
Legs, 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 new Lady Gillette does wonderful things for your legs.
New Lady Gillette, first complete feminine shaving care. Satin smooth pre-shaving conditioner, Lady Gillette razor, stainless blades, luxurious after-shaving moisturizer, free tote bag too, does wonderful things for your legs. New Lady Gillette, only $2.98.
I hated shaving my legs. That's why dark nylons were invented. Did you know that?
Is that why you wore dark nylons
all the time? Of course I did.
I didn't know that.
I hated shaving. For all you greasers and climbers out there who are just tuning in, we're listening to the Psychedelic Bubblegum Show here on Huntley Community Radio, WHRULP 101.5 on your transistor radio.
Hello again, Peabody here.
Where are we going this time, Mr. Peabody?
We'll adjust the Wayback Machine to the year...
1965, when Sir Winston Churchill died on January 24th at the age of 90. He was Prime Minister of the United Kingdom from 1940 to 1945 and again from 1951 to 1955. Listen to the NBC News report.
Winston Spencer Churchill died today at the age of 90. NBC News presents a special report on the man and his life. Here is NBC News correspondent Merrill Muller.
The end came at 3 a.m. New York time. It was revealed in a brief announcement from the Churchill home. This is what the announcement said, giving London time. Shortly after 8 a.m. this morning, Sir Winston Churchill died at his home. And so ends a life that began more than 90 years ago, on the 30th of November, 1874. So ends one of the most remarkable careers of this and perhaps any other time.
And that's what happened way back when.
Gotta get back in time.
This portion of the show is being brought to you by Ed's Bargain Flea Market, featuring the largest selection of low-priced fleas this side of the Indian Ocean. Remember our motto, if you've got the scratch, we've got the fleas.
It's a flea market. Exactly. What else do you expect?
Oh, gee whiz. Where do we get these things? I don't know.
It's not easy. You know, we really have to dig deep. Well, I guess the next song is up to you, Toots.
Exactly. You must be psychic. Since my next song was performed by Ricky Nelson and it reached number 4 on the Adult Contemporary chart, number 6 on the Billboard Hot 100, and number 24 on the R&B chart in 1963. And you'll never guess, but Glenn Campbell played the guitar and did the background vocals in this song.
Really? I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
How about that?
Here's... It's up to you.
It's up to you. Because I've done everything I can. I hope
that you
will say that I'm your loving man. Make up
your mind
and do what you're gonna do. Well, you know I feel, so I'm leaving it up to you.
Up to you.
It's all
so clear
that I would give everything I own
to have
you near. Never leave me all alone. I need
your love.
So darling, and I hope that you say you care. Well, I've laid my cards on the table, and it's oh so plain to see that I'm ready, willing, and able to love you faithfully. It's up not for me to say. You love me too. Oh, but I hope you feel that way. Make up your mind and do what you're gonna do. Well, you know how I feel, so I'm leaving it up to you. So I'm leaving it up to you. It's up to you, darling. It's up to you, baby. It's up to you, darling. It's up to you, baby. It's up.
It's a shame he died so young. He had a nice voice.
Yes, he did. I really like
Rick Nelson. Yeah. Rick Nelson.
Rick, yes.
When is it, Rick or Ricky?
When he was younger, it was Ricky, and then when he got older, he changed it to Rick.
It's Rick. Ricky, Rick, whatever. It's his name. Anyway, now the next song is up to you, my love.
No, we played that song already.
Oh, silly me. I won't push it. You do your own thing.
Exactly. Don't push it.
Oh.
Which brings me to my next song.
Oh, okay. See how we tie this all together?
And this was not rehearsed. It's purely spontaneous. My next song was done by the American rock group The Seeds. It was written by vocalist Sky Saxon. I'm sure that was his real name.
Oh, I'm sure.
It was released as a single in 1965, reissued the following year. Probably because the first year didn't do well, so they just reissued it, okay?
Oh, it's one of those songs.
Hey. It peaked at number 36 on the U.S. Billboard Hot 100 in February of 1967. 36?
Even my worst songs aren't down there.
Hey, for me, that's pretty good. Usually they're like number 452.
Okay.
And, you know, it's not bad for a song that only has two chords in it.
That's it?
It's two chords. It's B minor and A. That's all that's in there.
Well, this is going to be a lovely song. I can see it now.
Enjoy those two chords with You're Pushing Too Hard.
Fish in the sea, I know some would stay by me.
It may have only had a couple of, what, notes did you say?
Two chords.
Mm-hmm. But I really like that song.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I got to stop that. I got to cut that out.
It was a good song.
Oh, okay. I'm next.
But who made it? The Seeds?
The Seeds.
I got a seed stuck in my tooth
okay,
here.
Okay, I got to start digging into some.
I like that song.
Okay, that'll never happen again. In 1965, however, Alan Freed died.
Who's Alan Freed?
I'm glad you asked.
Oh.
He was the man who coined the term rock and roll.
Really?
Yes, and that's the truth. Exactly.
And speaking of rock and roll, this is a song originally recorded in 1963 by an American vocal group, The Exciters. They get excited, I suppose. I don't know. It was soon covered by British rock band Manfred Mann. And his version was more successful and was recorded on June 11th, 1964, released on July 10th, and spent 2 weeks at the number one spot on the U.S. Billboard Hot 100 in October. Here's Doo-Wah Diddy Diddy.
There she was, just walking down the street singing
Doo-Wah Diddy Diddy Dum.
Tapping her fingers and shuffling her feet, singing
Do-wah-diddy-diddy-dum-diddy-doo.
She looked good,
looked good.
She looked fine.
Looked fine.
She looked good, she looked fine. And I nearly lost my mind. Before I knew it, she was walking next to me, singing
Do-wah-diddy-diddy-dum-diddy-doo.
Holding my hand just as natural as can be, singing
Do-wah-diddy-diddy-dum-diddy-doo.
We walked on to
my door.
We walked on to my door. Then we kissed a little more. Oh, I knew we was falling in love. Yes, I did, and so I told her all the things I'd been dreaming of. Now we're together nearly every single day singing We're so happy, and that's how we're gonna stay singing.
Do-wah-diddy-diddy-dum-diddy-doo.
Well, I'm hurt.
I'm hurt.
She's mine.
She's mine.
I'm hurt.
She's mine.
Wedding bells are gonna chime. Whoa, I knew we was falling in love. Yes, I did, and so I told her all the things I'd been dreaming of. Now we're together nearly every single day singing
Do-wah-diddy-diddy-dum-diddy-dum.
Oh, we're so happy, and that's how we're gonna stay singing
Do-wah-diddy-diddy-dum-diddy-dum.
Well, I'm hurt.
I'm hurt.
She's mine.
She's mine.
I'm hurt.
She's mine.
Wedding bells are gonna chime. Whoa, oh yeah.
Do-wah-diddy-diddy-dum-diddy-doo.
It's been a gas. Keep off the grass.
We'll be back soon with another groovy tune.